before we start tonight, I just sensed last time that there was a little bit, at the end, a lack of clarity as to exactly how we're going to be doing this year as far as what we'll be addressing, etc. Last time we pretty much basically just went through a straight shot in the Gemara. The way I have it, the general idea is to go through each sugya first to just get the sugya clear and to develop it to its bottom line practical halacha through the poskim, not in too lengthy a way, but to get the full picture of how we get from the Gemara to the practical conclusions, and any points that require more deeper addressing, specifically Agantus, to get what Lamaisa is the Gemara conveying to us at the end of the day, to do what it takes to be able to come away with something practical in Lamaisa, not just to leave it at that level. As far as which points to get into on a deeper level, there will be certain points that will demand addressing. Other points, I'll take my cues from the Oilam, meaning as we go along, we'll see which points require more attention. So I'll start already from last shiur. We ended last shiur with the Gemara telling us that when we're trying to present when you begin the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Mishnah decided it's going to kill two birds with one stone. Right? Mishnah says, we don't know when Zman Kriyat Shema is. Well, we can kill two birds with one stone. We also don't know exactly when the Kayhanim eat Truma. So therefore, we'll tell you that they're both the same time. You'd say Kriyat Shema when the Kayhanim eat Truma, and now you have your answer. It is Tzeis HaKlechavim. So, one question raised here was the obvious question. I don't know when Kriyat Shema is, and I don't know when Kayhanim eat Truma, so you come and you tell me, I'm going to tell you the answer to both. They're both at the same time. What's the answer? That was one question that was raised. And the next question, I think you asked this, was the Gemara says, well, we put the two together, that brings us to Tzeis HaKlechavim, and that's it, the issue is resolved. Maybe Shkia? Right? You asked that. Maybe Shkia? So, let's see that little piece again, and now really break it down properly, and get into these points a little bit more in depth. So we'll begin again from the Beis Amud Aleph. 2, 4, 6. That, you have two dots about 8 lines up from the bottom. Omar Mar. Again, we'll be doing this. This will be pretty common thing that we'll see a Gemara in order to get it straight, and then back up and do a little bit more elaborating, because elaborating off the cuff is often just confusing. Mar is a general name for the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe said, "Yeah, yeah." That's why also when you speak to a Rav, you say the third person. The Rav said, "Then it was Mar." They say, "You see them addressing the Rebbe. Did Mar mean this?" Well, here's the mission, which was anonymous, right? Omar Mar. We'll start again. Mishal Shakayanim Nichnasim Lecho B'Trumasam. When do you say Kriyat Shema? From the time that the Kayhanim go in to eat their truma after they were tamei and became tar. Michdi. So now let's see. Kayhanim emas ko'achli truma. When do Kayhanim go in to eat their truma? Mishas Tzeis HaKlechavim. It's from Tzeis HaKlechavim. So listen, Mishas Tzeis HaKlechavim. Say it straight. If it's man, Kriyat Shema begins at Tzeis HaKlechavim. And the Gemara answers. Milsa agav ulche komashmala. We wanted, like we said, to kill two birds with one stone. Once we're at it, we also decided to stick in another piece of information. Kayhanim emas koachli b'truma. When do Kayhanim begin eating truma? Mishas Tzeis HaKlechavim. That they begin at Tzeis HaKlechavim, just like Kriyat Shema. So that's why the Mishnah tells us Kriyat Shema and the Kayhanim are the same. And why do we need to stress that that's a Kayhanim eat truma? What would we have thought? Well, we would have thought maybe you have to wait for the following morning when he brings his carbon and achieves full tara. So therefore the Mishnah tells us, no, It's the same as my Kriya Shema. It's okay. It's all it says after Kav. So let's start by addressing the first question that we raised before, that was raised the other night. We don't know when Kriyanami Truma. We don't know when Zman Kriya Shema is. Now we tell you that they're both at the same time, so we know the answer to both. Where's the answer? So let's break it down a little better. We answered the question last time, I don't know how clear it was. I want to break it down properly. First, I'll start by saying that, as we'll see soon, according to Tosfos, that might actually be the Gemara's next question. But let's put that on hold right now. We're in Rashi land for the time being. So the truth is that you're right. You don't know when Kriya Shema is. You don't know when Truma is. You put the two together, it doesn't give you any more light. But let's put it this way. We have a suffix when Kriya Shema is. It could be any time in the evening. Because again, let's remember, this is a fundamental point that we'll be harping on. Kriya Shema is not necessarily at nightfall. Kriya Shema is at the time when people begin going to sleep. That's a very vague time that has to be pinpointed by Chazal. So therefore, the question was, when in the evening are you supposed to say Kriya Shema? When do people start going to sleep? Does it go by my 5-year-old? Or does it go by a busy guy who works until 3 in the morning? So that's the question with regard to Kriya Shema. With regard to Truma, there's a different question. Is it at night or in the morning? Is it at nightfall? Halachic night, say Sakrikovim, or in the morning? So in other words, if we'll put it into mashal terms, with Kriya Shema, the suffix is it at time 1 or 2? With Truma, the suffix is it at time 1 or 3? In both of them, we don't know exactly when it is. But we know that by Kriya Shema, it can only be 1 or 2. Because it's at some point in the night. 3 is already the morning. So it's either at 1 or 2. Truma is definitely at point 1, the beginning of the night, or number 3 in the morning. Now if we tell you that Kriya Shema and Truma are the same thing, we do know the answer to both. Because the common denominator. We didn't conceive of the possibility that Truma would be, let's say, at 11 at night. Truma is either at night, the beginning of the night, or at the beginning of the morning. We also didn't conceive of the possibility that the Meir Kriya Shema is in the morning. Right? No such possibility either. So therefore, by saying that Kriya Shema and Truma are the same time, we understand that it means the same common possibility, which is only Tzeis HaTeichavim, which is when nighttime begins. That's how the Gemara puts this together. Okay. Now, the Gemara, according to Rashi, again, is going to move on and ask a question. Okay, very nice. The Mishnah tells us that even though you might have wondered if you eat Truma at nighttime or when you bring this carbon the next day, no, don't wonder about it. It is nighttime. So now the Gemara is going to come back and say, who said? Who said? So that's the Gemara's question now. So Kidatanya, it's like the Braisa says that the Zman for Kriya Shema is Taka, the Zman for Truma is Taka at night. Uba Hashemesh Vitoher. The Pasuk says, you know when you can eat Kriya Shema? When you can eat Truma, I'm sorry? When the sun comes, Vitoher. Now, this is a little bit vague. What does Vitoher mean? When we hear the word Vitoher, we think Tahara. But what does the word Tahara literally mean? What does Tahara mean? Tahara means pure. What does pure mean? Clear. That's really what pure means, if you can put it into very practical bottom line terms. Clear. Right? So, this pasuk, the sun will come, Vitoher, can mean one of two things. Either it means the sun comes down and the day clears away, Vitoher, the day clears away, that's when Kriyanami Truma. Or maybe it means something else. Uba Hashemesh Vitoher. The sun comes up. Vitoher. What's clearing away there? Nothing's clearing away there. So Vitoher will mean, and he becomes star. When the sun comes up and he becomes star, then he eats Truma. Those are the two possibilities of understanding this puzzle. So the Braita says, Uba Shemesh V'Tahir. The sun comes, V'Tahir. In this pasuk we see, Bias Shimshay Ma'akavta Milecho B'Truma. It's the setting of the sun that is the cause for eating Truma. Ve'en Kaparosay Ma'akavta Milecho B'Truma. You don't have to wait for the next morning. Now, Omimai. So now the Gemara asks this question. Who said to construe the pasuk that way? Who said to construe the pasuk? Uba shemesh, the sun comes down, v'tahir, and the day clears away. Meaning that it's nighttime. Dilma bias oyehu. Maybe it means the sun comes up. Or my v'tahir tar gavra, the person becomes tar, then he eats his truma. Omar, Rabbi Barab Shila. Rabbi Barab Shila answers, In Kain Le Mikro V'yitar. If the pasuk didn't mean that the day clears away, if the pasuk means that the sun comes up and then the man becomes star, it would say V'yitar and he becomes star. It didn't say that. It says V'tahir, which means it becomes star. Let's understand the other understanding. It, the day clears away. So therefore the pasuk means the sun comes down, the day clears away, and the Kain eats Truma. Okay, so we've shown that yes, the Mishnah is right in assuming that Kohanim eat Truma when the sun sets, when the day ends, Seisa Kechot. Now, that's Rashi. And we have a problem with Rashi, like you asked. Okay, fine. So you said that it's the end of the day. Why isn't Shkia a question here? Or you say that it means Seisa Kechotim. Maybe Shkia. So, everything we've seen up till here is Rashi. Now, we'll back up and see the Gemara again. In a bit of a different light. Just, if this might make things a little... Either make things easier or confuse things. Let's pass these around. Just trying to make it a little visual. If you look on the chart, you just see very clearly illustrated what the question is. Any more? Is that one more? If you look on the chart here, look at the top part of the chart. You see Rashi? See here. On the top, you see, and the sun will come v'tahir. That's the wording of the pasuk. The sun will come v'tahir. What does that mean? So now we see in Rashi two possibilities. Possibility number one is the sun will come down and the day will clear away, which means nightfall. Okay? Possibility number two is the sun will come up and he will become tar, meaning morning. Those are the two possibilities of understanding the pasuk. And the Gemara concludes that no, it means the former. Because if it meant the latter, it would be and he becomes tar. That's Rashi.
Why could there be a third possibility where the sun comes up and Tar means the night is over? More people would say Tar means the sun comes up. And if you ask somebody, when is the day come pure, you would say the morning, when the night is over.
When the night clears away.
Yeah, why is that not a possibility? Because that would be the more common use of the word. I think you could ask people, when is the day pure, you would say when the night is over.
I don't know, but I'll just support your question with the fact that we'll see soon in the Gemara that that usage is used. The night clearing away and the day clearing away and the night coming. Don't know. Okay. Now, Tosfos disagrees with you. Let's back up and see the Gemara again in a bit of a different light. And we're going to go back to both questions. To the question that you asked the other day, I think it was, right? How does Truman and Seisa Kechavim come together? I just think I gave a great answer to that. That, right, that the only common possibility that Truman and Kriya Shema have is Seisa Kechavim. But the truth is that Tosfos doesn't take that as a given either. And Tosfos is bothered by it, holds that that's actually what the Gemara's next question is. Okay, fine, you're telling me that Kriya Shema and Truman are at the same time. And we agree that Truma is at night. But when at night? It's the same problem as Kriya Shema. We know that Truma is supposed to be at night. But is it at Shkia or is it at Seisa Kechavim? That's really what the Gemara is asking now. So let's back up again to Umimai. Back up, back to Amud Aleph, bottom line. I just want to note, by the way, as I just discussed with Reb Shmuel the other day, Brachos is famous as a very exciting Masechta. And Chazal apparently put what's arguably the most complicated daf in Brachos in the beginning. This is arguably the most complicated daf in the Masechta. I'm saying arguably because I'm reserving the right to say about one or two amudim later in the Masechta that maybe they are. But Chazal wants us to work a little bit hard before we get into the inyanim of Brachos. So now Taisa says, alright, you just told me now that the Gemara puts Kriya Shema and Truma together because it wants to kill two birds with one stone. But we still don't have our answer. Now we're just left with two question marks. So Kriya Shema and Truma are the same. When is it? Shkia, Taisa Kechavim. So let's see the Gemara inside. Here's Taisa. Umimai dahayu boa shemesh biata shemesh. Who said that when the Pasuk says and the sun will come, it means the sun completely disappearing? Here we're going with a given. It's a given that sun come means the sun departs. But who said that it means the sun completely disappearing? Night begins. And vitayer means that the day completely clears away. Meaning, maybe all the pasuk means is that the light begins departing. Sunset. It's not dark yet, but the light begins departing. Umay v'tayr tar gavra. And here v'tayr can't mean clears away because the light has not yet cleared away. But it means the light begins diminishing, v'tayr, and the man becomes tar at that point. And then you can eat truma. So who said it's at Teisat HaKhovim? Maybe it's at Shkia. I agree with you that Truma is at night, not in the morning. That we accept. What does that say? Maybe Shkia. Good. So last time you asked the question, I said that's Tosis. Now, I'm going to say that's Rashba. Rashba, in order to make Tosis' shot work, reverses the reading of the Gemara. But Tosis doesn't. So, you're right. Tosis is, the way I'm explaining it now, which is Tosis, is a little bit more forced. What you just suggested, the Rashba says, if we're going with this understanding, we have to turn the words around. Right. So now, Omar, Rabbi Barab Shila. So Rabbi Barab Shila says, no. Again, if we're going to take the Tahir to mean that it clears away, it means the light completely clearing away. The only way to explain that it means Shkia is to say that Vitar does not mean that it clears away, because it's not clearing away then. It means the man becomes Tahar. So once again, Im Kein Le'Mekrovi Yitar. If Vitar doesn't mean that the light completely clears away, it just means that the man becomes Tahar, it should say V'Yitar. My Vitar Tahar Yoimah. Why does it say Vitar and it clears away? Not the man, but it. It must mean the day clearing away and night beginning. Okay, that's that. Now, if you want to see that on the chart, just see also, you see Tosfos' understanding and the two possibilities of the pasuk. Here on the chart, you have possibility number one is, again, we're working with the words, and the sun will come, v'tayr. So possibility number one is, the sun will come, meaning, it completely departs, and the day will completely clear away, which means tzetzet hikavim. Or, not the sun is not literal, the light will come. And here again, it's your point, it's a little bit forced, the sun isn't literal. Okay, the light will come, meaning the light starts disappearing. It's not completely cleared away yet. Sunset, it starts disappearing. And at that point, the man becomes star, meaning Shkia. And the Gemara concludes that, no, it would say the Yitar if it meant the man becoming star. Okay. Further on this page, you have Tosfos. I had thought maybe to actually go through it, but I don't want to belabor this, so I'm not going to do that. If you want, this is the Tosfos Dilma. That's on the top right. Do you want to actually go through it, see how Tosis works his way in rejecting Rashi's pshat and coming up with their own understanding? You can see that. This is basically kind of art school style. The bold represents Tosis's actual words. The non-bold in between is my insertion. And basically, there you see, you have the entire Tosis from beginning to end. Okay. Tosis points out a few more problems with Rashi's understanding that we didn't get into now. And then the airport rejects it and goes with their understanding. Okay, we'll continue the Gemara till its conclusion and then we'll move on. Now, Kidamri Inchi, we just once again, we show an example of that this, yes, this usage is used. That today clears away. It's not a concoction in reading it into the puzzle. People say, the sun has set and the day has cleared away. So yes, the day clearing away denotes Tzeisak Lechavim. That's how we know the Truma is at Tzeisak Lechavim, and therefore Kriyashma is the same. Now, Bima Rabbe, in Eretz Yisrael, they had the same question. What does the pasuk mean? Does it mean that the sun comes down and the day clears away? Or does it mean that the sun comes up and the man becomes star? They had the same question. They didn't know, they didn't hear Rabbah's answer. So they wondered this. When we talk about the sun coming, does it mean the sun coming down? And the day, and vitar means that the day clears away. Oy Dilma, or maybe, oy Oyhu, it means the sun coming up. I'm going back to Rashi, right? Or maybe it means the sun coming up. Umay Vitoher Tar Gavra. And what does Vitoher mean? That the man becomes Tohar. The Hadar Pashtulami Brais. So they were in short. Does the pasuk refer to mean that you start eating Truma at night or in the morning? And they derived their answer from a Braisa. Braisa states explicitly. Midiktani b'Braisa, Braisa says, Simin l'davar Tzeisak Rechavim. You want to know what this refers to? It refers to Tzeisak Rechavim. Shema mino b'yashim shayu. So yes, we say that the Braisa says that the pasuk that talks about the sun coming and clearing away means the sun comes down. Omay v'toyer tar yoyim. And what does Vitar mean? That the day clears away. So they actually found a brighter from which they were able to resolve the ambiguity. Okay, here I'll just insert one of Tosis's points. What happened here? We're not sure if the pasuk meant morning or night. So we found the answer in a brighter. Oh, maybe you have the answer in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Kayana Mitchum at the same time that you say Kriya Shema at night. The Mishnah already tells us the Kohanim eat Truma at night. What are you jumping to Braisa for? Just what are you going to tell me? No, the Gemara wants to know where the Mishnah got it from. How do you see it in the Pasuk? If that's what you're asking. So you just show the Braisa that has the same difficulty. Right? The Braisa doesn't show you how you see it in the Pasuk. The same question you have in the Mishnah. Where did the Mishnah get it from? You have in the Braisa too. So therefore, Tosis says, no. The Gemara is never questioning the premise that the pasuk means you eat truma at night. The pasuk clearly refers to night. Tosis shows why. The only question was, does it mean shkia or tzeisak lechavim? That we don't see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that truma and kriya shema at the same time. Maybe it's shkia? So that we're not sure about. That we see in the Braisa. Braisa says clearly tzeisak lechavim, not shkia. Mishnah didn't say that. Okay. That's that. The one thing we should have clear by now is that our Mishnah says that you begin reciting Shema at Tzeis HaKrechavim. That's the time to hear. Now we move on to what's really the continuation of this sugya until the end of the Yom. Now that we've established the Mishnah's position, Zman Kriya Shema starts at Tzeis HaKrechavim, let's see if there are other opinions on this point. Omar Ma, the Mishnah had said, when does Zman Kriya Shema start? Shoshakehanim nichnasim lecho b'trumas. From the time that the kehanim go in to eat their truma. Meaning, as we said, seisa koichav. Or aminu, we're going to pose a contradiction to that. Is this man seisa koichav? May emosai kurin ishma ba'arob. From when do we begin reciting Shema at night? So here's an example of what we talked about. How Chazal are going to get very pedantic about pinpointing the precise instant that the Torah intended. Right? The Torah said, when people go to sleep. We don't take that in a general way and say, well, okay, it means evening. Hashem commissioned us with His mitzvah, put it into our hands. We're going to make sure we do it exactly as He intended. And therefore, look at the efforts the Gemara is going to go into, Tanoim, into pinpointing the precise minute. So, when does it start? Al Chazal assess when standard bedtime begins. Misha'oni nichnas lecho pitoi b'melach. From the time that poor people eat supper. Why poor people? I'm not talking about normal meal time. Normal person goes home. His wife prepares a full meal. Let's say, we'll say that he gets home, takes his wife half hour to prepare a meal. He starts eating half hour after he gets home. Poor person doesn't have much. He comes home, the meal is ready, that's all there is. So therefore, it takes 5 minutes. So therefore, the same. It's earlier than most people eat their meal. When a poor person eats his meal, he comes home, the meal is ready, that's when you begin saying Kriya Shema. Poor person's meal time. What? After?
He has to come home and eat first.
It's from the time that he starts eating. Oh. In other words, you're asking... Oh, no. No, what we're saying is like this. You're asking a good question. You're saying, 1 minute. If it's when the poor person starts eating, and other people eat later, so who's going to sleep then? Poor person is eating. Other people are waiting for their meal. No, so what Chazal mean is, they mean that that's the time that the people who go to sleep earliest will start going to sleep then. You're right. Your standard ani, and even your standard person won't be going to bed then. But that's the earliest time that a person who's still within the realm of normal might start going to sleep. Those that are early to bed will start going to sleep then. That's how this Gemara is to be understood. Right. Well, the point is a little more than that. The point is, it's not exactly when he comes in, but when his meal is prepared. That's the difference. Poor people and regular people come home at the same time. The difference between them is, how long does it take to prepare the meal? Exactly. So therefore, we're saying, it takes a minute or two, warms up the bread. Saying it takes a little bit of time. So let's say 3 minutes after coming home. Let's say, okay? With other people, they start eating half hour after getting home. Good. Why doesn't it mean every individual?
If I happen to be, go to bed, so then if you are lying down, so I should really say at the 10 or 11 o'clock at night. I should say it.
You're asking, who said that there's a standard time? Maybe it means each person when he goes to sleep.
That's what the pasuk implies.
Chazal apparently came with the understanding that any time-bound mitzvah is not going to be respected. If l'maisa it's a mitzvah that has a set time, the pshat is that there's a standard time that's set for everybody, and the Torah is giving you a general indication of when that time is supposed to start, but not that it's going to differ from person to person, because if so, it'll also differ from day to day, and even more than that. If it's the time that you go to sleep, when are you going to say Shema? You're asleep. Right? So, therefore, Chazal did take this as an indication that figure out when standard bedtime starts. That's the Zman Kriya Shema University. So now, that's when Zman Kriya Shema starts. When does Zman Kriya Shema end? So we saw in our Mishnah three opinions. The end of the first shift, which really means 4 hours into the night, midnight and morning. Listen to this. It's from when the Ani starts eating till he finishes. That's the Zman Kriya Shema. About 15 minutes, maybe less than that. Tosis points out a very interesting question. If so, when does the Ani say Kriya Shema? The whole Zman is when he starts eating till he finishes. When does he say Kriya Shema? Tosis says, no, it means when he comes in and they start preparing his meal, he says Kriya Shema then, and then he starts eating. Okay, that's in parentheses. Now, so we have two Zman. The Zman starts when he begins his meal, ends when he finishes. Sefer Badai Pli Gama Sisi. The end definitely conflicts with our Mishnah. Right? The earliest end for Kriya Shema in our Mishnah was the end of the first shift, which is 4 hours into the night. This is 15 minutes into the night. So this is clearly a fourth opinion as to the deadline for Kriya Shema. Reisha Milema Pligama Snisim? What about the beginning Zman? Does that conflict with the Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, say Sakai Chavim. This Mishnah says when a poor person begins eating. Are these differing, are these conflicting times, or is it the same time? So the Gemara says, no, there's no conflict here. Why make machloikis? Ani v'koyen chad shiuru. And Ani begins his meal at the same time that a koyen goes into eat his truma, says hakechavim, it's all the same time. No machloikis, let's keep things peaceful. So now the Gemara asks, no, you're going to run into trouble with that. Here, okay, again, I want to make things exciting. This is just... The Gemara now is going to start bringing a lot of different opinions and trying to calculate them. Which is before which and which is after which, and it's very hard to keep track of. Unless we're going to do the Gemara six times, which I don't want to do, but I encourage everybody to. I did. it's going to be very hard to keep track of this, so we'll try to do it visually. More? Is that all? Any more? Okay. Now, okay. In order to do this right, we're going to play a bit of a game. Now pass these around. Hold on to these. Okay, this is... I really broke my head over trying to think of how this Gemara could be visualized without an actual screen. And this is what I came up with. Kind of like a board game. Just kind of see what's going on. Hold on to your little card. Now look what's going on here. We're going to see in the Gemara now four different sources presenting all kinds of times for the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. The Mishnah, we have the Mishnah, and we're going to have three brises, each throwing different Zmanim at us, and we're going to have to keep track of all these different Zmanim, figure out which is before which, and which fits with which, and what conflicts with what. Okay? So, here we have the Mishnah, Braisa number 1, Braisa number 2, and Braisa number 3, which we're going to see coming up. Now, the other way, okay, across, we have the span of time over which all the different opinions extend. As we'll see soon, the first time, the earliest time that we will see, put it this way, the possibilities of the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema begin with Bein HaShemashes, twilight, continue with a little before Tzeisak Lechavim to Tzeisak Lechavim, two times after that where we're going to leave blank meanwhile. Okay, so now we'll start with number A, letter A. A is our Mishnah. We've already seen our Mishnah. Our Mishnah presented only one Shita on the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema, and that is when Kehanami Truma, which is number 3, night former Tzeisak Lechavim, right? Now we have a Braisa that throws us a different time, which we don't know exactly when it is. When poor people start eating. Right? Sorry, I didn't see. We want to say it's the same time as this. But I gave out all the cards, I didn't leave one for myself. Is there an extra one? Okay. So, yeah, we just fought in this opinion. We don't know where to put it on the chart. Right? We would like, it would be comfortable if we could assume that there's no machloikis. So therefore, we have brisa number one, give us an ambiguous time. Let's keep things peaceful and put it down in the box of Tzeisak Echavim. Meanwhile, there's no reason not to, right? Works out well, Kohen. And when poor people go home to eat, it's the same time. So by B, brisa number one, we have to figure out. The brisa just tells us when poor people go home to eat. Where should we put that? Well, let's put it with the Kohanim's mind. Meanwhile, that's good, right? Now the Gemara says, well, let's see if that's going to work. So kind of keep your finger on the chart and one finger in the Gemara. Or a minu. Let's complicate things a little bit. We're going to move on to the next verse. We're going to pose a contradiction to that. When do we begin Kriya Shema at night? A new twist. When people begin the Shabbos Suda, ordinary people begin their Shabbos Suda. This also is kind of a similar idea to the poor person on every night. Why? When you go home to eat your Shabbos Suda, there's no preparation. Everything is prepared beforehand. So you're pretty much in the same state as an ani. Ani every night comes home, starts eating basically straight away. You come home on Shabbos, you say Shalom Aleichem, you start eating straight away, there's no preparation. So this time kind of sounds reminiscent of the poor man. Divi Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim say, Mishor Shakayanim Zakoyim Lechol Bitrumasa. It's from the time that the Kohanim are allowed to eat their truma. Simin l'davar Tzeisak Echavim. Which is when? It's Tzeisak Echavim. So we have two opinions. It's when ordinary people eat on Friday night, or when Kohanim eat truma. What's that? Later. The mayor or the ani? That's later. Yeah. So now, look at price. Look at C on our chart. Price number two, which is what we're in now. We have two opinions in price number two. When Kayhanim begin eating truma, it says Kayhavim, and then we have the mayor. When people start eating on Friday night, which is a little later. Now, we still have our poor old card here. Which up till now we're trying to still keep it on the Kohanim box, right? When Rashi says memar into the Suda, he doesn't mean that they rush home. But the point is not that it's earlier than Tzitzit Kechavim. The point is that it's earlier than on an ordinary day. On an ordinary day, Rashi is saying, why are you telling me when they eat on Friday night? Same when people start eating supper. You know, people eat supper on a normal day much later. Friday night they eat earlier than on a normal day, but that's still after Tzeisak Echavim, as we'll see later. Now we're going to have to see again what we're doing with this card here. Now that we're in brisa number 3, if we're going to want to insist that the poor people go home to eat when the Kohanim go home to eat, it means that that's a different time from Reb Meir. If we're going to want to say that poor people eat at the same time that ordinary people eat on Friday night, then it's the different time than the Kohanim. You can't have it both ways. What's that? Up till now we've been trying to have the poor people eating when the Kohanim go to eat truma. Right? Now, when you're at Braisa number three, look at C. Braisa number two, I'm sorry. If you're going to want to put the poor people together with the Kohanim eating Truma, that means that it's not the same time as ordinary people eating on Friday night. If you're going to make them the same time as ordinary people eating on Friday night, it's not the same time as the Truma. Right? Because in C, Braisa number two, those are two conflicting times. Let's see how the Gemara plays it out. Now, just in parentheses, Apapishein Raya Ledova, the Chacham just notes, even though we don't have a clear proof that the Zman is at Tzeisak Rechovim, but they're saying it's Tzeisak Rechovim, Zecher Ledova, we do have an allusion to that, allusion with an A, in the Pasuk. Shenema, the Pasuk says, you know, we're going to try to prove from the Pasuk that the Zman Kriya Shema begins at Tzeisak Rechovim, not later. We were doing work. This is referring to the people who were building the second Beis HaMikdash. It says, we were doing work the time when the Jews were building the second Beis HaMikdash. There were Kusim and other such friendly neighbors who were trying to sabotage the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And they, therefore, they had to always have a guard while the builders were building, there always had to be armed guards on the site. So half of us, while we were doing work, half were holding spears. Me'alois HaShachar at Tzeisak Rechovim. This went out on from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisak Rechovim. Explicit in the pasuk. We were working from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisak Rechovim. Okay. The Oimer, and then the pasuk says, at night we were on guard, during the day we worked. What are we trying to get out of this? What? Well, they took different shifts. Yeah. Why are we adding with the second puzzle? The answer is, we're trying to prove, what are we trying to get out of this? It says we were working from Alesa Shachar till Tzeisak Rechovim. That shows us that night halachically begins at Tzeisak Rechovim. The definition of night is Tzeisak Rechovim. That's what we're trying to prove in this pasuk, and therefore Kriya Shema should begin then. What? Very good. So let's see. So the Gemara says, why do we need the second pasuk? The Chid Teima, because you might say what Stan just said. Miki Arvishim Shel Eliyahu. Yes, it says that they worked from Alei Sashachat to Tzeisak Rechovim. But still, Shkia might be night already. Why were they working until Tzeisak Rechovim? They inu de mechashchi u'mekadmi. They were diligent workers. They worked from before morning till after night. Yes, it says that they worked until Tzeis. But who said that night doesn't begin before that? Maybe night begins at Shkia, and that's when Zman Kriya Shema is. They worked until Tzeis. That's their business. What's that have to do with the halachic definition of night? It's Toshma. Therefore, we bring in the second pasuk. No. Don't tell me that they worked past nightfall, because the pasuk says, "V'ha'yo lanu halayla nishmar v'ayim melacha." The pasuk says, "In day we worked, at night we were on guard." So the pasuk is saying explicitly, all the time that we worked was daytime. Now put that together with the pasuk that says that we worked from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisak Rechovim. You see that Alois HaShachar until Tzeisak Rechovim, the pasuk defines as daytime. Night begins at Tzeisak Rechovim. So therefore, we know that Zman Kriya Shema begins at Tzeisak Rechovim. Okay, that's all in parentheses. This is the Chachamim proving their position. Zman Kriya Shema begins at Tzeisak Rechovim because here we see that Tzeisak Rechovim defines night. I'll just note. The Gemara said, though, this isn't really a proof. It's just an implication. It's not really a proof. Why isn't it a proof? The pasuk explicitly defines nightfall at Tzeisak Rechovim. Why isn't it a proof that's when Zman Kriya Shema begins? The answer is, again, the principle that we have to keep hammering home and reminding ourselves. Yes, this is an explicit proof that night begins at Tzeisak Rechovim. But who said Zman Kriya Shema starts at nightfall? Let's remember, Zman Kriya Shema doesn't necessarily go by night. It goes by bedtime. That time might be night, might not be night. So therefore, you're right, you have a pasuk saying that nighttime begins at Tesach Rechavim. But that doesn't really prove when Kriya Shema starts. You can use it as a cute simon, but it's not really a proof. Now, but that was, we're closing the parentheses now. Whatever it is, this Braisa presents us with two opinions as to when Zman Kriya Shema starts. Tesach Rechavim, or when people begin their Friday night meal. And now we're still trying to figure out where do we put our little card from the previous Braisa. When do poor people start eating? Is it the same as the Mishnah, Kehanim? Now, Kasal Kedaita, we're assuming the Ani Ubnei Adam Chad Shiuru. At the time that an Ani eats, it's the same time that normal people eat on Friday night. Because as we said, an Ani on every day, and ordinary people on Friday night go home and begin eating without delay. So if that's both the same time, that means that we have to put this card over by Reb Meir and see in the chart this card of when people go home to eat goes with Reb Meir when ordinary people go home to eat, right? And in C, in row C, verse number 2. Now, so if we're saying that poor people every night and ordinary people on Friday night eat at the same time, and you also want to say that poor people in Kohen is the same because we don't want a machlokes with our Mishnah, if now you're going to tell me that Aniyim and Kohanim eat at the same time, Chachamim hainu Reb Meir, Chachamim come out the same as Reb Meir. Because we're trying to have it, you can't have it both ways. We have this is our card, we don't know where to put. If we're assuming that poor people eat the same time as normal people on Friday night, that means that they go here. Now, if you also want to say that poor people and the Mishnah is the same, that means that you have to move Reb Meir over to the Chachamim too. And put all three together, but that can't be because the Braisa presents Reb Meir and the Chachamim as a machloikis. So if you're putting the poor people with ordinary people on Friday night, then the poor people, Zman, does conflict with the Mishnah of the Kayhan. So where are we going to go now? What are we going to do with our poor people? Do they go with Reb Meir and conflict with the Mishnah? It's when ordinary people eat on Friday night. So the Gemara says no. Loi, ani v'kayin chachiru. No, we do not want to make additional opinions and prices. We're insisting that the poor people begin their meal at the same time as the Chachamim, when the Kohanim eat their truma. Aye, that's going to mean that they don't begin their meal at the same time that ordinary people start eating on Friday night. Fine, so be it. Yes, poor people beginning their meal on normal day is not the same time as ordinary people on Friday night. It's two different zmani. So if so, where we stand now, yeah, we pulled it back. We have the card with the poor people. We want to keep it in line with the Mishnah. Man, the Mishnah is most authoritative. That's really the Gemara's agenda here. The Mishnah is most authoritative, and therefore, as long as we can get away with saying that other brises don't conflict with the Mishnah, we want to do that. So we're going to keep the poor people with the Chachamim who go by the Kayhanim. And we'll say that, yes, ordinary people on Friday night is Reb Meir's individual opinion. It's his own idea, and it's not the same as the poor people on an ordinary night. It's later. It's a little bit later. He holds that bedtime starts a bit after Tzeisak Rechav. So meanwhile, we're still trying to minimize Machloikis. In Braisa number 2, we have the poor people. We're sticking them with the Kohanim Zman. We're keeping them with the Kohanim Zman. We have a mayor who talks about poor, ordinary people on Friday night. Okay, he disagrees with the Chachamim. What can we do? Okay, now the Gemara is going to throw a monkey wrench at this too. We're bringing in another Bryce. Or Aminu, you want to insist that You want to insist that poor people and Kehanim were about two-thirds down the oven. Poor people beginning their supper. And Kehanim eating Truma is the same Zman. Let's see how this will work with this next Brisa. Now here's the big Brisa. By now, that's already a familiar question. When do you begin saying Kriya Shema at night? Ooh, this is a new one. From the time that Shabbos becomes sanctified, when Shabbos begins. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. When does Shabbos begin? For all practical purposes, Shabbos begins at the beginning of Bein HaShemashah. So in other words, at Shkia. We know that the time period between Shkia and Tisach HaChavim, we don't know if it's defined as day or night. And therefore, we have to begin Shabbos at Shkia. That's when the Zman Kriya Shema begins. This is earlier than anything we've seen up till now. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Zman Kriya Shema begins at Shkia. Rabbi Yeshua. No, Kiddush Hayom, meaning when the day becomes sanctified. When Shabbos begins. When the Kedusha kicks in. That's what Kiddush means. When the Kedusha kicks in. Which, for all practical purposes, is Shkia. Good. I'm going to put it on hold. I'm going to put that on hold meanwhile, and we'll get back to that. Okay. But I'll just say meanwhile that you touched on a point brought up by the Rashba and Rav Hai Goyim. So you're in good company. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yeshua in there? He says, no, not at Shkia, not when Shabbos begins. Mishasha Kehanim mitoyhorin lecho betrumas. It's from the time that the Kehanim become tar and can eat their truma. That should sound familiar, right? It's already the third time we're saying this. That's the Mishnah. That's Tesach HaKehavim. So that's opinion number two. So we have Shkia, Tesach HaKehavim. Rabbi Meir says, Mishor Shakayhanim Toivlim Lechor B'Trumas. It's not when the Kayhanim begin eating their Truma, it's at the time that they go to the Mikveh to eat their Truma. What is that? What? They go to the Mikveh before nightfall, while it's still definitely day. Well, they can go to the Mikveh at any point from the morning, but generally they went as late as possible in the day in order to different halachic problems that can arise. So Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, what? Only Kohanim go to the Mikveh? That's even before Shkia. They have to make sure to go to the Mikveh during the daytime. That's even before Shkia. That's when bedtime starts, 3 in the afternoon. Kehanim go to the Mikveh in broad daylight. That's when Zman Kriya Shema starts. No answer yet, but Rav Meir said what he said. So Kehanim go to the Mikveh. So we have 3 times. Rabbi Chanina Oimer, I have opinion number 4. Rabbi Chanina says, Mishor she'oni nichnas lecho pitoi b'melach. It's from the time that the oni goes in to eat his humble meal of bread and salt. This should ring a bell also. Right? Here again we're seeing the opinion of the oni. So, just like before, we weren't sure exactly where to put this oni. Now also we don't know exactly where to put this on. Right? We don't know what this time means. Do you have the Rabbi Chanina card? I don't think I gave it up. No. We're going to have the same Rabbi Chanina also. It has to be a separate card. It can't be on the chart yet because we don't know where to put it. Just like we didn't know where to put the Ani in the previous place, so this is that same Ani. It's the same guy. So this also. Now we have both of these cards. We don't know where to put them. Okay? Now, that's Zman number 3. And we don't know where it fits in with all these other Zman. Rabbi Achoy, the Amrila Rabbi Acha, I'll just say it was Rabbi Acha says, It's from the time that most people go in to eat their supper on an ordinary day. This is a later time than we've seen up till now, right? Up till now we've seen poor people going to eat supper, which is soon. We've seen ordinary people eating on Friday night, which is earlier than ordinary nights. Now we're seeing the latest time yet, when ordinary people go home for an ordinary supper. That's sometime after Tzeis. So this Braisa gives us four clear opinions, one not clear opinion. The time of the Ani. And the time of the Ani, we're still trying to figure out where that fits in. We're mamish in mid-sentence, but we're going to stop here for today. And we'll sum this up, Bezos Hashem, and see where we get with this next time, Bezos Hashem.